Today I've been demonstrating some of the dishes that we do in the restaurant, just kind of demonstrating the inspiration behind them that they might have seen on the Great British Menu and they might have seen in the restaurant.
And so how different is it to cooking in the restaurant to cooking essentially in a field?
Yeah, it's very different cooking in a field compared to the restaurant. I've got 10 guys in the kitchen helping me out. Cooking in a tent, it's very, very tight space and, you know, tight utensils. And, you know, it's still fun though because, you know, you've got an audience. I might be cooking in my restaurant for 40 people, but they're not all looking at me at the same time. So, yeah, it can be quite daunting.
And so what is some of your inspiration for your dishes, especially the ones you cooked here today?
All the dishes in the restaurant are inspirational from the things we grow, the polytunnel, the farm, our crops, and we try and put them together. So we only grow what we use. You're not to find tomatoes on our menu, you know, 9 months of the year. We only use what we grow, and if we don't grow them, then we don't use them.
And why do you think that's important?
I think you know, cooking, that for me is cooking. It's very easy to phone up nowadays and, you know, order a box of carrots on your suppliers. But I think if you really want to be passionate about the produce that you use, growing them, you know, you can't beat growing them. So, you know, like I said, if you are cooking your lamb and it's your lamb, you just got that bit more love for the lamb, and you tend to cook it better.
And you hope that comes across to the people you're cooking for in your restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you want the guests to appreciate that, but even if they don't appreciate it, because they probably don't know that lamb is yours, as a cook, it gives you a lot of satisfaction. You know, you can sleep well at night knowing that you've done everything, you know, ethically and cooked everything beautifully.
And in particular, with the two dishes you showed today, you sort of had points of dressing on the plate.
Yes.
Why do you like doing that?
I think for me, as a cook, dressing on the plate prior to cooking is important. You know, for consistency of the restaurant, everything is, it needs to be very beautifully laid out. Obviously, when you cook, it's flavour first, but I still want the look to go further as well. So spending the time plating it up, making it look beautiful, and thinking about the way the guests will eat it is also very important. So by putting it on the plate, you know how the guests will eat it. Which is
and what would be your top tips for people who are cooking?
I would stick to strong flavours and not do too much of the food, just kind of be an assembly job, really, and that tends to be the best way to eat.
Even though you're sort of experienced and everything, you're still learning on the job, as you shared with your Great British Menu once.
Yeah.
Is that sort of embarrassing in some ways, or quite good to sort of know that you still have more to learn?
No, we're all, you know, although I'm the chef, but I still class myself as a cook. We still learn every day, we're cooking every day. You know, we've grown produce that we've never used before or we've never grown before, so we're learning in that respect. But, you know, it's very important that I keep ahead, or try and keep ahead from other competitors. And the way I do that is by going out, learning, going to different countries, Japan, Spain, or wherever, Norway, to see what they're doing and get inspiration from them, bring it back to our place and see if we can do something with it.